I'm Lindsay Heron, and joining us on the phone is Shane Taylor, the player manager with the Coburg Dirt Road Co. fastball team. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. So for our listeners around this area who haven't heard the story from today's Northumberland, first of all, could you introduce your team, please?
Sure, yeah. So we're the team's Coburg Dirt Road Co., and we're a fastball team. We just got started in 2015. And we've recently qualified for the 2019 ISC World Fastball Championships, which is in Denmark, Wisconsin, this August.
So what's the difference between fastball and perhaps MLB that we see on TV?
Well, we play 7 innings, so we get her done a little quicker than the boys in the show. It's the biggest thing with the distance from pitching to. We go from 45 feet for the mound, where Major League Baseball, they do 60 feet. But when we go to like these world tournaments, these high-class players, they're pitching in the high 70s, 80s from 45 feet. So if you're thinking about that from 60 feet, that's pretty fast.
And how'd you get in this tournament? Because you had to go to Ingersoll, right, a couple weekends ago?
Yeah, so there's qualifiers. They usually have one in the West. They have a couple in the East. They have them in the States as well. Our qualifier was what was called the ISC East, and it was in Ingersoll. There was 14 teams, and there was 6 berths into the world tournament from that tournament. We went 2-2, and we qualified one of the 6 spots.
Nice. So it's your biggest trip coming up in August?
Yeah, by far. Like we qualified and went to the world tournament last year as well. Last year's world tournament was held in Kitchener, so obviously the travel wasn't quite as bad for us. It's only a few hours away. So we did qualify last year and play in it last year as well. So this year, with us going into it in Denmark, Wisconsin, which is about 14 hours away, it's by far our biggest trip distance-wise that we've ever done.
So Coburg Dirt Row Co. fastball team, where are the men coming from that make up this team?
Well, most of the team is all local guys. That's kind of the biggest thing is what I've always tried to do and what I've wanted to have is try to get as many of the local guys back playing in the Coburg team, for Coburg team. Some of the guys from the local area have been kind of spread out. So thankfully over the last couple of years, with the team being, as good as it has been and as being getting better, I've been able to get all the local guys back. But I mean, from guys from Coburg, Peterborough, we have a couple players down your way, actually. One from Yorker, Ontario, is our pitcher, Jordan McDonald. And then we have another young pitcher for us. He's really good young thrower. His name's Riley Mannion. He's from Napanee as well. So they're both big spots and big parts of our team.
So we're really privileged in this area for fastball in terms of awareness across, the Peterborough and down your way. What's the atmosphere of fastball like now, though, as more of these competitions become more high profile?
Well, I mean, like on the league-wise, fortunately, like around this area, it's not that great. Like the Coburg Town League where we are, it hasn't been around for well over 10 years. The other league that we were just playing in, Peterborough, it folded. So, I mean, unfortunately, on the league kind of wise around like my area, it's not that great. But, I mean, that's why these tournaments have so much more value. You know what I mean? We usually play in about 6 tournaments a year. We're thankful that we don't have to travel too much for our tournaments. We have one in Grafton, one in Coburg. We're in Osabo, New York, in a couple of weeks. So playing in one of these big tournaments like the World Tournament, it's as big as you can play in on our level unless you're playing for your country. The way I kind of explained it to some people is if you play recreational baseball, the highest level of recreational baseball that you can play or amateur baseball, you're never going to play against anybody that plays for the Toronto Blue Jays, especially that year. But with fastball, you get a team, you qualify for this world tournament. You're playing against literally the best players in the world, teams, guys that are representing Team Canada, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand. You're literally playing against the best pitchers and the best players, the best hitters in the world. So it's kind of a cool experience. If you go out there and you strike out, you're striking out against the best players, but if you hit one deep, that you're going hard against the best players that you can play against.
On a strategy-wise, heading into August, do you have anything you want to work on specifically with the team?
We just want to stay active is the main thing, Going into the big tournament at the end of the year, you want to stay as active as you can. So No, we're doing pretty well. Like I said, it's still early in the season for us. We only had a couple of tournaments, so we have a couple of weeks break. But, I mean, other than for me, just try not to get tossed, try to stay in for all seven innings. But other than that, I think we're going to be all right by the time August comes around.
So where can everyone keep track of your team, but also the results coming up for the ISC World Fastball Tournament?
Well, you can check it out. We always try to keep update on our Twitter. It's at DRC Fastball on Twitter. But also you can check it out on the website is the, I believe it's iscfastpitch.com. And that's the International Softball Conquerors main website. They'll keep all the up-to-date scores and stuff like that. They do stream the games, too, as well. Once the tournament gets a little bit closer, they usually update about where they're going to stream it. It's always on, they sometimes do it on YouTube. They also have a special channel that they also do it as well on. Once that information stuff comes up, I'll definitely put it up on the website, and I'll even send a link to the station to make sure you guys can send it out as well.
Perfect. If you're just tuning in, I'm joined with Shane Taylor, the player manager of Coburg Dirt Road Co. fastball team, off to Wisconsin for the ISC World Fastball Tournament happening in the middle of August. Shane, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck, and we're keeping an eye on this one.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. I appreciate you reaching out to the team, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season, and we'll keep in touch for sure.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.